This is an odd day. Ash Wednesday is an odd day by worldly standards to begin with. It's a day that we recognize our mortality, our need to pay attention to the ways that we have fallen short. It's an opportunity for us to turn around, to repent, and to return to the Lord, to seek God's forgiveness, God's grace, and God's love. For a day that is typically considered to be very somber and sobering, to fall on the Hallmark holiday known as Valentine's Day makes it stand out all the more. This has not happened in my lifetime, and not in many of yours either. The last time that Ash Wednesday fell on February 14th was 1945. It's hard to find a way to blend Ash Wednesday, the beginning of the season of Lent, a time known for its fasting and self-denial, with a day that oozes boxes of chocolates and other worldly indulgences. I read an article online yesterday written by a Lutheran minister entitled, "Why It's Perfect That Ash Wednesday Falls on Valentine's Day This Year." And while I cannot agree with her sentiment entirely, I don't actually believe that it's perfect that Ash Wednesday falls on Valentine's Day. I do, however, think that it's not as difficult to find a middle ground between the two poles of this day as we might initially think if we bother to try. Ash Wednesday, above all other days in our church calendar year, is the day that we turn our attention to our need to return to God. The church term for that is repent. We take time out of our lives of distracted busyness to do, as our colleague prays, lament our sins and acknowledge our wretchedness. Or, at the very least, realize that we have not lived up to our potential as children of God and need to start our intentions anew. The language of today is heavy and incredibly focused on the innate tendency shared by us all to stray from God's direction on and for our lives. Because of this heaviness and the language that accompanies it, from Joel, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness spread upon the mountains. Joel's description of the day of the Lord, which we are supposed to think upon with fear and trepidation, we may dread this day. But even in the verses which follow this dark warning, we hear God begging for the people to return, to come back, to return to God with all your heart. Why? Because the Lord your God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. This is not a God who is sitting enthroned in the great judgment seat in the sky, keeping score on some gigantic scorecard the number of times we have fallen short, in rapt anticipation that we will hit the final number of misses and be doomed to eternal agony in hell. On the contrary, this is a God who begs us to return, waiting with arms of love open wide, abounding in steadfast love for us, even though we mess up, even when we mess up, even as we are falling short, all the while hoping and yearning that we will finally see our way back to God, which is a way that begins with and ends with and is in every way filled with love. Yes, we are dust, and to dust we shall return, as we will be reminded in a few minutes. We are brought forth from the earth, from the very dust of the ground, but into that dust God breathed God's very life-giving breath, making us in the image of God, the likeness of the Creator. Can you imagine the love of God breathing you into being, naming you, and giving you life? It's from this life-giving, life-sustaining love that we have any hope at all of sharing that love on this day of hearts and cupids and chocolates and flowers. We know how to love because we first have been loved. And even on this day in the world where we boldly pronounce our undying love for another or our families and friends, we know that we so often fall short, not living as freely and non-judgmentally as we should, not modeling the love with which we have been loved, a love free from strings or attachments, but instead holding up all sorts of requirements of those we claim to love. God never says, "I love you if." God says, "I love you, and here's how much." Jesus shows us to the fullest how much, so much that he would give his very life out of love. And on this Ash Wednesday, Valentine's Day, that is the love that should be first and foremost on our minds. No strings attached. Unabashed love that God has for us that calls us to return and live in that love and share that love. And not just with a few folks, our friends, our families, our significant others, but with the whole world. One of the most used passages from Scripture in public venues is John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, to the end that all that believe in him should not perish, but have eternal life." God so loved the world, the whole world, the entire world, not just our part of it, not just the part that is like us, the world. And on this Valentine's Day and on this Ash Wednesday, when we are called to be returned and restored to God, we need to be reminded of this. We are made of love. We are called to love the world.